This is CJLO News. The English Montreal School Board, or EMSB, is once again taking Quebec's government to court. On August 11th, the EMSB voted to sue the province over imposed budget cuts ahead of the upcoming school year. The EMSB is no stranger to legal battles with the province. They have active ongoing cases over language rights and religious symbols, as well as the dissolution of the school boards. This most recent plan is to sue over provincial budget cuts. Back in June, the province announced cuts to education. The EMSB is facing an $11 million budget cut, as well as an additional $10 million penalty if they fail to meet imposed staffing caps. That's a potential $20 million loss for the board coming into this new year. Joe Ortona is the president and chair of the EMSB. He believes this issue is related to the CAC government's relationship with English language education.
Unfortunately, this government refuses to acknowledge that we as a minority community have constitutional rights and constitutional protections when it comes to education. That's not a system that I guess they like or respect. They would much prefer to be able to impose whatever they want on us, which is something that thankfully the courts keep reminding them they can't do.
Here is Ortona breaking down the board's basic legal argument for taking the province to court over budget cuts.
As English school boards, we have the right to manage and control our system. The Court of Appeal stated very clearly last April in the Bill 40 judgment that the government doesn't get to micromanage how we spend our money. We understand the local needs. We understand what it is that the local community, wants in terms of priorities of where we spend the money, and we are legitimately elected by that community. With regards to the amount of cuts that they, not only the amount of cuts but the manner in which they announced these cuts, without any consultation of any kind, without any justification, without any transparency. So all of that is going to be debated in the courts.
The Ministry of Education has not responded to our questions about the lawsuit at this time. Back in June, when the cuts were announced, they stated publicly that their cuts to education, of $200 million total, represented only 1% of the education budget, and they were asking schools and school boards to make their own choices when reacting to the cuts. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
At Cinema Public, we offer a theatrical program made up of local films and international new releases, classics and little-known nuggets, as well as short films and family screenings. Our tickets are among the cheapest in Montreal, $10 for a regular entry, or $8 for students, children, and seniors. We also offer 6-ticket movie cards for even more savings. Come see us at Casa d'Italia, just across from John Talon Metro, and visit cinemapublic.ca to discover our programming. Le Cinema Public for a lively cinema.
Hey man, what are you listening to? Is this Weezer? Are you really listening to Weezer right now? It's 2021, bro. Pull up to the castle every Friday at 1, only on CJLO 1690. It's good, I swear.
Hi, this is Gus Engelhorn, and you're listening to CJLO, Concordia's Underground Radio.
Thank you. Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to Psychs in the 60s, Concordia, CJLO's very own psychedelic radio program. I'm your host, DJ Abraxia. I'm sorry I forgot to introduce the show at the beginning. I did the whole intro, but then realized I'd forgotten to turn on the mic. So hope the dead silence there wasn't too bad for you. But anyway, I hope you're having a lovely Thursday afternoon. And I'll tell you what we've been playing on the program so far. So we're in the middle of a little, you know, some new stuff. The show is called Psychs in the 60s, but the 60s is only part of the program, if you know what I mean, with CanCon and all. So we're starting out with some brand new Canadian stuff, beginning with Onaji Heya by Teke Teke. And this version is the Holy Fuck remix, which just came out by Holy Fuck. I Don't Sleep by Broken Wolves off their new EP. Everything Is Gone by Starbeast. And then there was The Break. And what you just heard was 2099 by Cali Horse off their EP of the exact same name. So what's coming up next is, you may have heard in the last few years of The Last Dinner Party, a wonderful, fantastic, amazing British group made of a bunch of, I think, lesbians. And, I mean, look at the religious imagery in the name. Like, you just know it. And so we've got two tracks off their album, one of which is in Lithuanian. I believe it's about the loss of your mother tongue, although I don't know the lyrics myself. And then the second track is Sinner from that album. And then we'll be going from there. So I hope you enjoy.
Yeah.
Hello, hello, hello. This is DJ Abraxia, and you're listening to Psychs in the 60s, CGLO's very own psychedelic radio program. So the track you just heard was a new single, the debut single by a fantastic, I cannot emphasize it enough, amazing local group, Lulu La Montagne. The track is called Best Planned Lathes, and then in brackets, of Mincin Men. Not quite sure what it means, but I'll take it. And so, yeah, it's a local group. I've seen them several times. They put on one heck of a show. I Yeah, it's amazing. It's so theatrical. It's so wonderful. Bit of Queen in there. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. And so what's coming up next is a track called Madonna of the Seven Moons by Velvet Turner Group. Famously, the only person ever taught guitar by Jimi Hendrix. So there are certainly some similarities in their sound. And that is what is coming up right up next on the program. So I hope you enjoy. I've been possessed by the devil. It got so bad I couldn't sleep at night. So I swam sea of visions, searching for a guiding light. It was Madonna.
Green circles. dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
You're horrid, you're ghastly, and I love you true. So here are some presents I'm sending to you.
If you consider yourself a goblin, ghost, or a ghoul, then you should listen to Deadbeats on Fridays from 3 to 4 with your ghost at the most, me, Pretty Dead Boy. I play most things emo and alternative, and I promise it's just to die for.
You're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me.
Hi, it's Nardwar the Human Serviette from The Evaporators, and you're listening to CJLO Montreal.
Hello, hi. Hello. This is DJ Abraxia, and you are listening to Psychs in the 60s, CJLO's very own psychedelic radio program. So, the tracks you've heard since the last talk spot were Madonna of the Seven Moons by Velvet Turner of the, well, by the Velvet Turner Group, famously the only person Jimi Hendrix ever taught to play guitar. And then Another Place by the Orange Alabaster Mushroom. This is a Canadian thing from the 90s, a little EP called the Psychedelic Bedroom EP. And that is the track Another Place. The following song was Green Onions by Small Faces, a British group from the 60s. And the fourth and final track right before the ads was Sunday the 3rd by Tripsichord Music Box, a San Francisco psychedelic group, which was on a single. It was the B-side to the track Times and Seasons and would make a great sample if I do say so myself. So what we've got coming up next is the track Reflected by Alice Cooper. This is a track from their Frank Zappa-produced debut album, very different from the rest of their catalog. The band actually just reunited, put out a reunion album like a few days ago, their first album in over 50 years as a band. But so this is straight from their debut, and it is a single version. That's quite rare. And then following that is May the Circle Remain Unbroken from the Texas psych rock group The 13th Floor Elevators and their third album, Bull of the Woods. So enjoy Reflected.
Standing with your head held high, you will be reflected. You look outstanding with your eyes in disguise. Just beyond Damascus. Holy Hollywood, keep its divine. I'm surely glad I'm sure. Yeah.
Hello, hello, hello. This is DJ Abraxia, and you are listening to Psychs in the 60s, CJLO's very own psychedelic radio program. We're reaching the end of the hour here, so I've got just a few last tracks for you before it's on to the news. So we've got the kind of psychedelic country, He Ain't Got No Color Boys by Rich Mountain Tower from their self-titled debut album, followed by Trip to the Heart from A Whole New Thing. This is by Sly and the Family Stone on their debut album, A Whole New Thing. Highly underrated. Just been doing a deep dive on him and finished his autobiography. Amazing music all around. Some of it's less popular than some other stuff, but I don't think he made a bad track. But this track in particular was highly influential to George Clinton and the whole P-Funk scene. And closing out the show, we've got Good Time Car by the new Tweety Brothers. Listen to that fuzz bass. It's from 1966. They're a British group. So I hope you enjoy the rest of the program and have a lovely, lovely, lovely rest of this incredible and beautiful day.
haute distance, radio ou silence, répit ou distance.
You're listening to CJLO 6.